and welcome to another episode of Now We're Talking. I'm Scott.
And I'm Julie.
And thanks for joining us again. Well, it is the eve of the election, and hopefully not, like Barry Maguire said, the eve of destruction. I don't know about you, but my ability to focus on anything other than what's happening tomorrow is pretty much non-existent.
Yeah, I think tensions are running pretty high, even in this house. I brought a candle to our episode recording area over here in hopes to bring a little zen to the environment. It's feels heavy.
Yeah, we might have to burn some sage or something.
Well, I don't think there's anything evil in here we have to get rid of. But.
That's true. Yeah, even yesterday, our Sunday was not our normal weekly escape with football, because every commercial break was political ad after political ad, and mostly it was Trump ads. Thankfully, for the mute button and that the multi-screen that we have with NFL Sunday Ticket that we could easily switch, you know, off of those. And to be fair, I switched off of the Harris ones too. Like, I'm just done with it all.
Yeah. Well, we have. You know, you watch TV upstairs. If our games are on at the same time,
right,
one of us goes upstairs to watch and the other one stays down here. And that was the case yesterday. And then, of course, the Hurricanes played in the afternoon, too. So it was like a triple whammy. But, yeah, I remember sending you a text message at one point saying the Trump ads are just all over the place. They must have spent a lot of money this weekend for ads. But yeah, I'm ready for it to be over. I'm over the ads, I'm over the text messages, over the emails, over the calls. It just needs to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how are you feeling about it right now? Like, you know, has it changed over the past weeks or months or?
I think over the last couple of weeks, I would say I've started to feel a little more optimistic, or as Nick Offerman says, nauseously optimistic. You know, I try to keep myself in check. I don't want to be hugely disappointed, though I will be if it doesn't go our direction. But, I mean, I feel like she can pull this off. I think the women of the world are going to speak out loudly. So, I'm optimistic. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so ready. I think nauseously optimistic, like Offerman said, is probably the best way to put it. You know, and I know we've talked about it before, and in my mind, there are three potential outcomes.
Yeah.
Right. Harris wins in a blowout.
Yeah.
Right. She takes North Carolina, takes Georgia, maybe even takes Iowa. I doubt it, but yeah. I know that Seltzer is a pretty well-respected pollster, so I don't know, but I'd still be surprised if she takes Iowa. But so that's possibility one. Possibility two is that she wins in a squeaker, you know, and just barely gets 270.
Yeah.
And then the other possibility, of course, is that he wins the Electoral College. Of course, won't win the popular vote.
Right.
But as we all know, popular vote doesn't decide the president.
Right.
So I know that he won't win in a blowout.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
And he's going to claim victory whether he lost.
Oh, yeah. He's probably already started claiming victory now.
You know, I think you mentioned Pulitzer and Seltzer. I think, you know, polls are hard for me to sort of get behind because I don't answer my phone. And I know I get a lot of calls, especially from the 901 area code. We don't even live in 901, but we still have 901 area code phone numbers. So every time I see a 901 area code pop up, I immediately think it's political in nature.
It's not.
You don't think?
Yeah. I mean, you may be getting other ones, but the 901 ones are scam and spam calls, because I get them too. And every once in a while, I'll answer one.
But do you think, but the amount of those is picked up a lot in the last few weeks. So I can't help but think that some of them are political in nature.
I think, I mean, like I got one earlier from Vermont. And that,
yeah, I mean, I get some from other locations too.
I just know that because we have the 901 area codes on our phones.
Yeah.
That's why we're getting those. And they're just, they're, you know, like I'll pick it up and they'll ask for somebody who's not even my name.
Oh, I don't ever answer them. I don't answer phone numbers that I don't recognize at all.
Out of every like 20, maybe even 30 of those that I get, I'll answer one.
Yeah, I don't answer them.
I'm just always curious.
So I just don't think, you know.
But it wouldn't surprise me if you weren't getting it from other.
Yeah, I just don't. But that's why I'm saying I don't kind of get behind polling numbers, is because I think there are a lot of people like me who don't answer the phones.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe the people who do are just anxious to give their opinion. And maybe those are largely conservative people. I don't know. I don't know that. But
yeah, well, and I do online polls. I do both YouGov and Ipsos.
Yeah.
So if you see like a YouGov poll from the last couple of days, my answers are probably in there.
I don't see those.
Well, like, you know, they report on the news or whatever, you know, the latest YouGov poll shows, but my answer is in there. So, anyway,
I'm glad it's almost over.
Yeah, I am too.
Ready for it to be done.
I can't
do another week of
this. I am so over, and I don't want to get into it now. I think it's something we should talk about in a future episode, is about our whole election process.
Yeah.
And how the campaign season is absolutely too long and costs absolutely way too much money, and that we need to change those things.
Okay.
But for today's show, I guess our main topic that we want to talk about are celebrity endorsements. I think it's kind of an interesting topic, and you know, with obviously it's pretty front and center right now. And you know, I firmly believe that anyone, whether they're a basketball player, an actor, a singer, a plumber named Joe, or a senior data analyst, has the right to express their beliefs. If you think someone should, and I quote Laura Ingraham, shut up and dribble, you have failed civics 101. Everybody in this country has a right to express their beliefs.
Right.
And, you know, support a candidate that they support. And, you know, you take the fallout for it in some cases, but you still have that right. So I did a little just sort of preliminary research. I don't even know if I'll call it research. I just did a Google search about like celebrity endorsements in the past. And so what I found was that Will Rogers, who I guess was a humorist and commentator in the early 20th century, was really the first one to make an endorsement. And, you know, he's, I don't know if you are familiar with Will Rogers. He's got a lot of famous quotes and stuff, and we'll talk about a couple of them real quickly. But, you know, his endorsement of candidates helped to demonstrate the potential impact of celebrity support in politics. And then in the 30s, FDR was actually like the first president to gain a lot of celebrity endorsements. James Cagney, Judy Garland, and many others were vocal proponents of the New Deal policies. And so that's kind of where it really started. And, you know, obviously it has evolved, and we'll talk about some of the people that are endorsing both candidates and stuff. But just real quick about Will Rogers, a couple things. First off, probably one of his most famous quotes. Well, I've got two of his famous quotes, and one of them is, "I am not a member of any organized political party. I am a Democrat," which is kind of funny in a sad way. But the other one is...
I don't think it's true today, though.
No. The other thing that he said was, I never met a man I didn't like, which... and. I go back, there was an episode of MASH, and Hawkeye says to somebody, I don't remember who, but I distinctly remember watching this episode with my parents. So I was a kid, you know, and Hawkeye says to somebody else, maybe it was Frank, I don't know, but he says, "Will Rogers never met you."
Oh.
I never met a man I didn't like, and Will Rogers obviously never met him. And I, like, my dad laughed. He thought that was the best. And I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm like seven. I don't get these things. But anyway, I thought that was a funny line. And I've used that sometimes.
What is your recollection of the first celebrity endorsement, though, that you felt like made a difference
Oh,
or registered with you?
I don't know. I
While you
mean,
think about it, I'll tell you mine.
okay, go
And
ahead.
that was Oprah when she endorsed Barack Obama.
Okay.
But it was for the primary, though I think he was running against Clinton. But it garnered him like a 1 million votes, or so they believe. So it's hard to say that they don't matter, although we'll get into that a little bit more, but
Yeah, I don't know that there's anybody because, and I think like you said, we're going to talk about like how much do they matter. I don't know that they matter that much to me. It's more of a like I'm not going to vote for somebody necessarily because like, one of my idols, Bruce Springsteen, like I'm not going to vote for Harris because Bruce Springsteen is endorsing her. But what I think it does is it makes you stop for a minute and think about it. Well, why is he, you should, this is what you should be doing is like, why is he endorsing her? What is it about that that makes him or Jon Bon Jovi or Lady Gaga or Beyonce or whoever, like, what is it that's making them endorse, a particular candidate? So just real quick before we get into some of the discussion, just to talk about some of the people that are endorsing each candidate. I mean, there's a huge list of for both sides. There's a huge list, right? You've got people like will.i.am. He's got a new song and a music video titled "Yes, She Can." The comedian and host Last Week Tonight, John Oliver. Harrison Ford just recently, right? Not too long ago, came out. Monica Lewinsky, Jennifer Lopez, LeBron James, a whole slew of Avengers cast members from the Avengers movies: Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, and on. Madonna,
Stevie Wonder,
Stevie Wonder, Cardi B,
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, Lady Gaga is just came out recently.
And speaking of Oprah,
Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. On the other side, we have astronaut Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, so he knows what it's like to come in second place. We have Brett Favre, who is in a legal dispute over welfare money in Mississippi. We have
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, who we can blame Oprah for. Of course, how can I forget? We have Taylor Swift,
Oh, for sure.
Bad Bunny, Ricky Martin, Eminem, James Taylor, Stevie Nicks. You said Willie
Stevie.
Nelson,
How did I
Britney's,
forget Stevie?
Charlie XCX, Chappell Roan, Bruce Springsteen, Neil Young. But let's see. God, the list goes on. Will Ferrell, Octavia Spencer, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon.
No, you can stop.
Okay.
It is clear that
President, Mrs.
high
Obama.
profile celebrities lean left.
President, Mrs. Obama.
Okay.
Mark Cuban. Bill Nye.
You don't have to keep
Okay. All
going.
right. So let's talk about the other side because we won't give equal time, even.
It won't
That
take that long.
they have Dana White, who the UFC president, Mel Gibson, okay, anti-Semite Mel Gibson, Dennis Quaid, John Voight, Roseanne Barr, Kid Rock, Amber Rose, Jason Aldean, Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy. It's interesting. Apparently, Lady Gaga's father, Joe Germanotta, is a Trump supporter.
Is he?
Dave Ramsey, we could talk about what kind of a scammer Dave Ramsey is. And you mentioned Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil. Of course, Elon Musk. There's a whole slew of the list that's here. There's like a whole slew of other like rich people that you only know because of them being rich, right? Like Miriam Adelson, Jaden Adelson's widow, Mark Andreessen, Dan Snyder, the former owner of the Washington Commanders, Linda McMahon.
Okay.
Well, wait, but there's more. We gotta, you know, we don't give equal time.
We don't.
All right. So you want to talk about like athletes, and just to give also equal time to the Green Party, former KKK leader David Duke endorsed Jill Stein.
Okay.
So there you have it. Are you annoyed?
A little bit.
Why?
I don't know. It just kind of goes on.
I got that list from an article in Forbes. So you can go to Forbes.com and see the whole list.
Yeah.
What do we think overall of celebrity endorsements? Do you think they're good? They're bad? Do you think they'll have an effect?
I think celebrity endorsements kind of open doors. They help with fundraising efforts. But I don't particularly believe that they influence people's votes to a large degree. There was one YouGov survey that reported 11% said endorsements influenced their vote. And I mean, I guess 11% is larger than I would have thought, but in terms of however many registered voters there are in America, I'm not sure. I don't know. 11% seemed like higher than I would have thought, but anyway.
Yeah, and when you think about the differences in some of the battleground states.
Oh, it could make a big difference.
11%
is. Oh, for sure.
Could be the ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, Taylor Swift, after she endorsed Harris, 406,000 people clicked on her link to vote.gov,
mm-hmm.
Which helped provide people information on how to register to vote. And while we don't really know how many people actually registered, and obviously registering isn't voting, but you have to believe that some did register and some did vote. And so, again, in an election this tight, I believe it can make a difference. So in that regard, maybe she brings the 11% all by herself. I don't know. But I think it can matter. So what about you? You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, like I said before, if I see a celebrity who is supporting a particular candidate, while I'm not going to blindly say, oh, you know, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I should believe like he does.
Yeah, but again, like, why are they supporting them?
Yeah.
You know, what's making them do it? And so it make me curious, you know. For me, who is a little more ensconced in the world of politics than I'd even like to be, it doesn't matter that much. You know, because I've already, usually I've already made up my mind.
Right.
You know, but I think for people who aren't, I think it can make a difference.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and I think it is kind of funny. And we talked about it. We talked about it last week about people who, oh no, I wrote about it. We'll have to talk about this at some point too. Like people that don't know that Bruce Springsteen is a liberal.
Oh, right.
You know, or Jason Isbell is liberal.
Yeah.
You know, it's Paul Ryan being a fan of Rage Against the Machine.
Right.
And Tom Morello telling him, you are the machine that we're raging against.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just people just don't necessarily, know all that. And if you're not part of the political world, like if you don't pay attention to politics on a day-to-day basis, you know, I'm jealous, but B, I think that for them, a celebrity endorsement at the very least can get them curious.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's also the flip side too, in that people like Stevie Nicks and Bruce Springsteen, who probably had followings from both sides of the aisle all their lives. And now that the world has become so divisive that when they take a stand, they end up losing some of their audience because they don't agree with their beliefs.
Right.
So I think it's a gutsy move for them. I commend them for taking the stand, even though they know that it's going to cost them some of their audience.
Yeah, and you know, that's a funny thing too, is like, look, I'm probably not going to watch many Mel Gibson movies.
Right.
But it's not because he endorsed Trump. Right. It's because of all the other problematic stuff
with him.
Mel Gibson. That,
right.
But like,
yeah.
Like, we watch Christmas Vacation every year.
Right.
I'm not going to not watch it because Randy Quaid is
right.
know, I mean, I also think that Randy Quaid has some.
But we will say something when we see him.
Yeah, probably. But I'm not going to not watch that movie.
Right.
Or like, you know, James Woods.
Yeah.
Like he's off the deep end.
Right.
But he was a really good actor, man.
Right.
I mean, there's some good movies. Like you watch, like I watched Mississippi Burning or something. I mean, he was a good actor, and I'm not going to not watch it because, you know, because I disagree with him.
Yeah, but I don't think you're the common man.
Well, maybe not. I think
there are a lot of people who will give up on Bruce Springsteen for good. I think there are a lot of people who won't, who will give up on Stevie Nicks. I think that there's a percentage of population out there who, once they understand that their rock star or their actor or their celebrity from whatever walk of life is not in line with the way they think and feel about politics, I think they'll give up on them.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, if you go through that whole list, like there's a lot of people that like there's a lot of movies that you're not going to be able to see.
Right, a lot of music you're not going to hear. A lot of great music you're not going to hear.
Right. Yeah. You know, we talk about like Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
Like we're just starting to get into his catalog.
Right.
And he's fantastic.
He is.
He's so talented.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get, we get to go see him next spring.
Yeah.
But I mean, like what are you going to like? It's just, there's great music. There's great movies. There's, you know, TV shows. There's like the world of entertainment, the world of sports.
Yeah.
You know, like you're going to give up all that because you disagree with.
Well, didn't your uncle give up on football because of politics?
Yeah. And I mean, that's something
that does happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll talk about that probably at a later date too, because a little bit more than I want to get into. But yeah, I mean, I know it does, and I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, you know, I think if there's something you believe in, right, and like you know, for us, we believe in the rights of like LGBT people,
right.
And so we're not going to shop at Hobby Lobby.
Right.
And we're not going to eat at Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe every once in a while we'll eat at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time
I know,
I ate at Chick-fil-A.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing, right? Because that's a stance that you're taking, right? But if I were a fan, not, but if I were a fan of like Kid Rock, shoot me, but if I were a fan of Kid Rock, like I would not listen to his music just because I disagree with him politically. Like I think there's a difference, right? Like I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what he's done. I guess I should be a little bit more specific. Like let's say somebody who I just like, we just disagree on, I don't know, the best way to save the economy or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Like to me, that's like, I'm not going to boycott you in some form or fashion because, you know, you think trickle down economics works.
Right.
If you want to take rights away from people, that's where I have a problem.
Yeah. Right.
You're right. And you want to take rights away from LGBTQ plus community, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, you want to,
yeah, there are certain degrees.
Right.
Just like, yeah.
Right. Sure. And that's why I try to make the difference between like like Mel Gibson and others, right? Because Mel Gibson's an anti-Semitic,
Right. Oh, for sure.
I mean, he's
Yeah.
got some seriously
Oh, absolutely.
problematic things. And like, I think that we need to, like, when we can, right? If we take away, like, take out the part of like taking rights away from people, because to me that's non-negotiable. But like, just like simple disagreements, like, I don't think like that shouldn't be a part of our lives, like, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just a real personal decision because I don't know that I totally agree with you.
Okay.
But yeah, I think A, you're right. It probably does depend on the degree of disagreement.
Right. And what we're disagreeing on.
But in this world right now, for Bruce Springsteen to take that stand in such a public way, and perform at her rallies and such. I mean, I think he'll lose followers. He doesn't give a shit, to be fair. He doesn't care, and that's fine. I mean, that's good. He shouldn't care because I feel like we all make our choices, and we all know that there are some repercussions on the backside. I have those personally. My belief system doesn't always align with my family, and I take that risk because I'm not going to compromise the way I feel about something at just because I'm trying to save a relationship or make a relationship better. So take that times a billion, and that's what Bruce Springsteen did, and Stevie Nicks for writing her song, The Lighthouse, and all those, and Stevie Wonder wrote a song about it. And so, I mean, I think if you're gonna not listen to just those three people, or even add Taylor Swift in there, man, that's your loss. That's your loss. But if that's your value system, live it, own it. That's fine. That's up to you. And I might do the same thing. I'm not gonna listen to Eminem. I got no use for him whatsoever.
Kid Rock.
Or Ted
Kid
Nugent.
Rock.
Kid Rock, yeah,
Eminem
sorry, yeah,
supported
sorry, sorry,
Harris.
yeah, sorry. Yeah, my mistake. Or Ted Nugent. I have no desire whatsoever to listen to his music. So I don't know. I think it's a personal decision, I guess is my point. So,
And I think that everybody has their limits, right? Like you're
right,
saying, like,
yeah.
my limit might be different from yours, and
Right.
yours might be different than
Yeah.
the next person.
But I think in terms of, celebrity endorsements in general, some of the ads that have come out have been really good this year. And specifically, I want to talk about Julia Roberts' ad. In case listeners don't know exactly who that is, she's the one who narrates the commercial for the woman who goes in and her husband says something about, you know who to vote for. You got your vote right. And she's like, yeah, honey. And then she goes over, she looks eyeball to eyeball to another woman across the podium. And she casts her ballot the way she wants. And I think that hits home for a lot more people than we might realize.
Yeah, I agree.
So I absolutely think in that term, a celebrity endorsement made a difference.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've wondered if there are people that we know that do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't surprise me. They tell their spouse, most likely their husband, right? Because it's,
Yeah.
that they're voting one way but pull the lever for the other one.
Yeah.
Your vote's supposed to be private.
It
How
is.
you vote is up to you. And so do we think it's okay to do that?
I think if you don't respect my opinion, if I can't share my opinion and share with you how I intend to vote and why I want to vote that way, and you respect that, if I feel like I can't ha if I don't have that in my union with my mate, then you've already lost me. There's no, I don't, what level of respect am I supposed to owe you? when you don't respect my opinion.
Right. Yeah, I've seen there's been some, I don't want to call it backlash, but some of the talking heads on the right, like Jesse Waters, on Fox News,
Yeah.
who's got the IQ of a donut.
Right.
He said that his wife voting for Harris would be like her cheating on him. Like to him, that's the same thing as cheating on him. And I think that's ironic because he cheated on his first wife with his current one. So,
Yeah. Well, like I said, if he doesn't respect her opinion and he expects her to vote the way he wants her to vote, then you've already lost me. It's already over.
Funny enough, his mother, though, apparently is a Harris supporter.
Well,
So, but she has no problem coming out and telling him. She's not doing it behind his back.
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's supposed to be, like I said, your vote's supposed to be private. How you vote is up to you. And I also kind of wonder if there aren't guys out there who, around their buddies,
Act like Trump supporters and
and
then,
then go in and cast a ballot the other way.
I don't know.
I think that there's a certain amount of guys are afraid to stand up. They're afraid that their friends or their coworkers, are gonna think differently of them. And they don't want people to know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if any male out there has the opportunity, if they're undecided, and I don't know how you're undecided at this point, and
Right.
tomorrow the bell rings, man, you decide tomorrow. But if you are still on the fence and you have an opportunity to listen to Michelle Obama talk about that, I cry every time I watch it.
That was a great speech.
So good. Because you're not just a vote for Trump is not, it's so much more than just, trying to support him in a way that you think fits your values. It is a vote against women. It's a vote against your mother, against your daughter, against your wife, against all the women in your life. And for your son who may be dating somebody and gets her pregnant, and that becomes his problem too now, where before they could make a decision either together or she could make the decision on her own, but with the abortion rights pulled from the table, it totally affects his life
Sure.
now. So it is a bigger issue than just abortion too. I mean, how many women now have died as a result? Nine, I think, as
Yeah,
of.
well, and the mortality rate in Texas has gone up
Oh,
and
absolutely. Because people are having to give birth to babies that were never going to be viable to begin with. And
right.
it's a horrendous thing to make somebody go through. It's just awful. So I cry thinking about it. I cry when I watch her speech. And it's a really important election.
I agree. I think that says it all. It's a very important election, just for you guys who didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little verklempt right now.
You are a little verklempt. It's okay. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of important things going on. And we talked about civic duties last week, and
Right.
so just reiterate, if you haven't voted, please go out and vote tomorrow. Or when you guys are listening to this, it'll be today,
Right.
because we'll put this out overnight. So go out and vote, and we'll see what happens. So, all
Yeah.
right. So that's
Yeah.
it. We'll know in a couple of days, hopefully, what the future for us and our country is going to look like.
Yeah, it's a little scary. So just hang tough, everybody. Watch news channels that are good sources of real news, not fake news. Just don't get caught up in the hype and the crap you're going to hear on TV and someone who spouts that they've won the election when it hasn't been called yet. Just believe in the system. We have such a tight voter system. It's almost, I don't know if anybody watched the 60 Minutes piece the other night, but it's virtually impossible to steal an election of this magnitude. Impossible, because our systems are too tight. So don't believe the bullshit. Just don't believe it.
Which is funny, and not that I want to reopen this, but like there was a woman in our county who was just indicted on charges of voter fraud. She, of course, is a Republican. It was for the silliest thing, too. It wasn't even for the general election. It was for a primary. And
well, they're not the brightest crayons in the box.
They really aren't. They really aren't. They're like mud colored crayons. You know, and you in previous presidential elections, we hear about, you know, so and so voted with their dead mother, or right. People down the Republicans down in the villages in Florida voted multiple times. You know, most of the time, these fraudulent votes are on the presidential level, right? They're on the presidential level, which means that like you'd have to have millions of these fraudulent votes. And we don't.
Right.
We have like at the most we have dozens.
Right.
And if you think that a couple dozen voters in any single state, even in the tightest states, a couple dozen voters is not going to make a difference.
Right.
And like you said, it's virtually impossible to have widespread voter fraud.
Right.
Now, a couple dozen could make a difference on like a town council board, I suppose. So all of those would have to be in the same district of the council district in the town.
Right.
So it's, you know, so it really makes it to me, it makes it really stupid for people to do this. Because
yeah.
You're not going to change the election.
Well, and big picture, if we could just step back a minute, when they keep complaining about voter fraud, it ends up, their hope is, I think, to discourage voters.
I think it's very true.
And of all the people who need voters at this point, it's the people who are screaming voter fraud.
Yeah.
So you're disenfranchising people, or encouraging people not to vote, who are of your own party.
Right.
Because Democrats are going to show up. Because we don't believe this shit. We're going to show up and we're going to vote.
Right.
So you're telling the people don't vote. They're your own people. How smart is that?
Well.
Again. Burnt Sienna.
But yeah, I mean, it's very true that you're discouraging your own people.
Base.
But I was just like, from an individual standpoint, like you could go to jail and you're not going to make any difference in the election.
Right.
So just stop.
Yeah.
Just don't do
yeah.
it.
Keep, yeah.
you know, keep yourself out of jail or at the very least, you know, keep a felony off your record.
Yeah.
You know, anyway,
just don't believe the hype, people. Just don't believe it.
And deep breaths.
Yeah. Candles.
Yeah. It's okay to drink.
We've got this, y'all. We've got this.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll see you guys next week. And I guess we'll know who our next president is going to be by the time we record another episode.
We're bringing a bottle of champagne.
Your lips to the universe's ears.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again for listening to Now We're Talking. Music, of course, today is by London Bailey, and opinions are ours and ours alone, right? And don't necessarily reflect our parent company, our employers, our relatives, our friends, or anyone else you can possibly think of.